this.
If you're a fan of nearly any other AFC contender except New England, August hasn't exactly been a hope-inspiring month. Take a look around the rest of the conference's quarterbacking landscape these days, and there's little reason to believe anyone can challenge Tom Brady and the Patriots for supremacy yet again. Jay Cutler is now the man in Miami, but that doesn't throw the fear of God into folks in Foxborough. Tom Savage wins the job in Houston. Trevor Siemian declared the number one again in Denver. Meanwhile, Joe Flacco and Andrew Luck both have yet to step foot on the field in Baltimore and Indianapolis, respectively. That isn't going to get the job done in challenging the behemoth known as the Beast from the East. Throw in the likes of Chad Henne, perhaps starting in Jacksonville, Brock Osweiler still in the lineup in Cleveland, and Josh McCown expected to get the nod in New York, and about half the conference appears to be in pretty rough shape at the game's most crucial position, advantage New England. To be sure, Oakland's Derek Carr, Tennessee's Marcus Mariota, and Pittsburgh's Ben Roethlisberger could mount a legitimate challenge to the Patriots this season. But Buffalo and Tyrod Taylor appear to pose little threat, while veterans Phillip Rivers, Andy Dalton, and Alex Smith can always be counted on to lose their most important games. That's the dismal state of AFC quarterbacking as the 2017 season looms. Minneapolis in the Super Bowl may still be more than 5 months hence, but thanks to August, Tom Brady and the Patriots somehow seem like they're already well on their way once again. For Patriots.com, I'm Don Banks.